Drasha for Parshas Pinchas, Tavshin Samach Gimel. Even though this is the first Haftorah of Gimel de Poronusa, the three Haftorahs of Calamity that precede Tisha B'Av, and the connection between the Haftorah is not with the Sedra, but rather with the time of year. There are even some years where this Haftorah is said for Parshas Matos, when Matos Masei are separate. Still, we can find some connections between this Haftorah and the Sedra, since much of the time it is connected to this Sedra. One connection would be that Yirmiyahu HaNavi and the Kohen was appointed in this Haftorah. Similarly, Pinchas received his kahuna in this Sedra, and Yehoshua, the Navi Melech, was appointed in this week's Sedra. Also, the Haftorah ends, Kedosh Yisrael Hashem. And in the Sedra, we find that God put his name, He and Yud, on every family to show our holiness and our pure genealogy. The connection between this Haftorah and Bein HaMetzorim, the time between Shivasar, Betamuz, and Tisha B'Av, is specifically that this Haftorah is the prophecy of the calamity and doom that will befall the Jewish people. Mitzafon Tipatach HaRa'ah, the evil will come from the north, which is a hint to the fact that Bavel will come and destroy the Beis HaMikdash and exile the Jewish people from their land. However, this prophecy puts these calamities and sorrows and yisurim, suffering, into its proper perspective. It says in the Haftorah, Re'ei hifkadeticho hayom hazeh al hagoyim v'al hamlachos, lintosh v'lintots, ulahavid v'laharos, livnos v'lintoa. See that I have appointed you today on the nations to knock down and to shatter, to destroy and to break up, to build, to plant. The Koch of Miyakov from the Dubna Magid says that it's interesting that the Vav, the and, is missing from the word livnos. He says the idea is that all of the destruction and the breaking up and shattering is for the sake of building and planting. All of the calamities that befall us, all of the evil that befalls us, is really for our own good and has the ultimate purpose of building and planting. And to just further this idea, the breaking down and shattering, those are the actions. And those actions themselves are actions that will strengthen us and build us up. The destruction is the result, the purpose. And that result will result in something that is positive, that will bring to growth and planting. Just like the seed disintegrates and is destroyed in the ground, but that is part of the process of the ultimate sprouting and growth of that seed. With this, the Dubna Magid explains the Makal Shoked, the staff that was blossoming, that the Navi saw, which was a hint that God is Shoked Al Hara'ah. He's bringing the evil quickly. And the Dubna Magid explains that the fact that he brought it quickly was for our good, because he brought the Tzoras not to destroy us. And therefore he didn't wait until our sins were so great and so many that we'd have to be destroyed, but he brought the Tzoras earlier so we could have the atonement and the awakening before we filled the full measure of our Tzoras, so we'd be able to repent, we'd be able to get our atonement and not have to be destroyed. Seems to me that the Sir HaNafuach, the Navi, sees a boiling pot That represents the fact that the tzoros can be compared to cooking. Cooking softens that which is hard, hardens that which is soft, and prepares it to be used for its purpose to be eaten properly. And therefore, comes out that the tzoros cause two benefits. One is building. The tzora itself is a positive force in correcting the situation that exists that is bad, and in so far that the tzora itself awakens a person to repent, it itself serves as a kapora, an atonement, it humbles us and so on. The second benefit of the tzora is that it acts as a planting, as a netia. It begins a process of rejuvenation where the tzora itself will turn into good, and from the bitter will come sweet, just as the disintegration of the seed turns into a new plant. To further elucidate this, the causes of sin are two. The Gemara says, Ritzoneinu la'asos ritzonecha. We really want to do your will, God. Umama akev, what prevents us? Se'or shebi'isa, that is the Yetzer Hara from within, and Shibud Malchios, and are being subjugated to the nations of the world from without. Shibud Malchios means that we go after the influence of our environment, and we are mishabit ourselves, we subjugate ourselves to foreign cultures and foreign ideas and foreign powers. The Se'or Shebi'isa is the Yetzer Hara from within that pulls us after the pleasures of this world, the lusts and desires that are not in keeping with the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that deep down we really want to keep His will. It's just that the environmental influence and our Yetzer Hara, our desires and lusts for the physical world, do their part and pull us away from doing God's will. And therefore the Haftorah reminds us that God remembers Chesed Ne'urayach, the tremendous kindness that we did when we were Na'arim, when we were young, as the Yalkut says, in the time before we tasted the taste of sin. And that's Na'ar. Na'ar means Minu'ar, bereft of any bad influences from the environment. And that's what it says, Lech Teich Acharei Bamidbar. We went into the desert where there were no other people, and therefore no one to be subjugated to, no one to be influenced by. And therefore, because we had no outside influences, we did what we really wanted to do, and we went and walked and subjugated ourselves to God completely. And that's what it means, Chanoch L'Nar Al Pi Darko. Train a nar before he gets his own path, before he sets a path that's negative, and you have to correct it, give him the right path to begin with, because the nar is minuar, he's bereft of a path. So give him the path, the right path, the first time. And then avas kelulosayach, our total devoted love to God, like a bride to a groom. That's when we were in Eretz Lo Zeruah. We were in a place, the desert, which was not planted, had no pleasures of this world within it. None of the physical pleasures existed there. And therefore, since we had nothing pulling us for our lusts and desires, all of our desire and all of our love could be directed towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We had nothing else pulling us in other directions. Just like a kala whose total love is to her chasm. And that's what the Navi tells us. Haloch v'karasa ba'ozne Yerushalayim. Go and call into the ears of the inhabitants of Yerushalayim. Deep into their ears, into their essence. Because God said, I recognize that their essence is pure and holy. Kadosh Yisrael Hashem. The Jewish people are holy to God. They are separated and designated to God alone. And the whole idea of Shibud Malchios is only because of outside influences and environmental influences. Reishis Tevuaso, we are the beginning of his crop. The whole world was created for the sake of the Jewish people. Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikroim Reishis. And therefore, we really want to use everything in creation to serve God. However, our lusts and desires, the Seor Shebe'isa, the chametz and the dough, pulls us away and damages us. And therefore, the Metzudas David says that not only does this hint to the chesed, the kindness we did, but God's kindness to us and God's love for us, because God recognizes what we are in essence, and that creates a tremendous desire to do us kindness and to love us. And that's why chesed ne'urayich, the chesed that we went after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we are the ones who recognized him alone and none of the other nations of the world when we were in the desert and we didn't have all the negative influences. The tzaros are like a makal shokade, like a rod that is blossoming. Before, the idea of the rod is to direct us and to prod us to follow the path of Hashem and to subjugate ourselves to him completely. And from that will come all the good in the world, because v'atem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. When you cleave to Hashem, when you subjugate yourself to him completely, then all the good emanates from him automatically. And this is the idea of the planting, the growth that results from the tzaros. And also, the idea of the pot is the boiling pot. When you put something into a boiling pot, it creates chalita. Chalita means that it closes the pores of that thing and doesn't let it absorb anything else. And then it cooks it and strengthens it and makes it fit for its purpose. And this is the idea of closing our pores to the lusts and desires of the physical things in the world and strengthening us in order that we should be able to fulfill our purpose. According to all of this, based on all of the tzoras come bein hamitzorim, between the two boundaries, between the boundary on one side of the Seor of the Isa of the Yetzer Hara and the boundary on the other side of Shibud Malchios. And in order to correct this, we need the tzaros that serve as a rod that is sprouting and like a pot of boiling water. It's brought down in the Sfarim in the name of the Psikta that really there should have been a yontif in every month of the summer. Tammuz should have had Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur should have been in Av. Sukkot should have been in Elul. And Shmini Atzeres is the yontif of Tishrei itself. It results from this that Shivasar B'Tammuz is a day that corresponds to Rosh Hashanah. And the idea of Rosh Hashanah is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. We accept upon ourselves the yoke of God's kingdom, which is the opposite of Shibud Malchios, accepting the yoke of other kingdoms. And Shivasar B'Tammuz is a day that reminds us that we deserted Hashem, and we were influenced by other powers and other cultures and other ideas and subjugated ourselves to them. And therefore, Shivasar B'Tammuz serves as the rod that sprouts. The day that the city of Yerushalayim was breached and the Goyim came inside, and we recognized how bad it is to be under the influence and to be subjugated to the nations of the world. Similarly, on Shivasar B'Tammuz, the luchos were broken, which is an idea. The luchos are God's covenant with us, his connection with us. When we would have received the luchos, the acceptance of the Torah was Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. When they were broken, it represented the fact that we did not accept God's yoke, and we subjugated ourselves to the yoke of a golden calf and other powers. And similarly, on Shivasar B'Tammuz, a idol was put into the Heichal, into the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah was burnt. These ideas also are the ideas of subjugating ourselves to something other than God, and therefore burning the covenant, that connection that we have with God, which is represented by the Torah. And similarly, on Shivasar B'Tammuz, Butl HaTamid, the Karban Tamid, the daily sacrifice, that one keves in the morning and the one keves in the evening, which represents the total subjugation of the Jewish people who are compared to a keves to God. That also was abrogated on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. And therefore Shiva Asar B'Tammuz acts as a shofar blast that scares us and awakens us to how bitter and how terrible it is not to be subjugated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to have to be subjugated to the nations of the world. And it brings us to start a process of rebirth and rejuvenation, to want to re-establish that relationship with God and to once again come under the protective, the protection of His wings. Tisha B'Av corresponds to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day that we separate ourselves from the physical pleasures of the world and the physical happiness. And Tisha B'Av represents also a day of fasting and separating ourselves from the physical pleasures of the world, a day of mourning and abstinence and separation from the lusts and desires of the world and the happiness that the physical things of this world seem to bring. And Tisha B'Av corresponds to the boiling pot of water, which strengthens and awakens us. And therefore, Tisha B'Av is not just an idea for the future, but it is a benefit for the day itself. And then therefore, Tisha B'Av is called a moed itself. It's a yontif. It's a yontif of hisorus, of strengthening through the process that we go through on Tisha B'Av. And therefore, the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash represented the destruction of all the good and the physical good in this world, which found its purpose in the Beit HaMikdash. It also corresponds to the Chet HaMeraglim, where we lost all the good of Eretz Yisrael, and the Churban of Beitar, where we lost our Shlita, our control, Malchus Yisrael, the kingdom of the Jewish people over the entire physical world was lost with the destruction of Beitar, and the city was plowed over on Tisha B'Av. The city being the idea of society, of the social level of Klal Yisrael, being able to utilize the physical world in service of God. This is a further connection between the Sedra and Bein HaMetzorim, because the Sedra mentions all of the Yomim Tovim and the Korban Musaf that were brought. And also, Bein HaMetzorim is 21 days. That corresponds to the 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Hoshana Rabbah, those three Yomim Tovim that would have existed in Tammuz, Av, and Elul, and they are days that we come face to face with God in order to repair the problems that we have, to once again subjugate ourselves to the Rabbanu Shalom, and to recognize what is real happiness. How do we bring real joy from the physical things in the world, not through lust and desire, but through utilizing them in service of Hashem? May we merit that the days of calamity and sorrow strengthen us like cooking in boiling water and close our pores to be impervious to the lusts and desires to the Yetzer Hara, and give us a good end, a beginning of growth, and which will lead to being comforted in the future like the rod that creates a process of growth, leading us and guiding us in order to subjugate ourselves to God completely, and let us merit the time when Tzom HaRaviv, it's Tzom HaChamishi, the fast days of the fourth month, the 17th of Tammuz, and the fast day of the fifth month, the 9th of Av, will turn to Soson and Simcha. Soson is spiritual joy that comes from totally subjugating oneself and cleaving to God, and Simcha is the physical joy that comes from Ivdu as Hashem b'Simcha, serving God with all the physical things in the world with joy. And then these days will be Moadim Tovim. They already are Moadim. They already are days where we come face to face with God, and we have a Hisva'adus, an appointment with God. But then there'll be Moadim Tovim. There'll be good days of appointment. That, we hope, will come soon with the coming of Mashiach soon in our days.